Every summer, after Father's Day and around July 4th, I do a couple of messages on God and country. I call it, been calling it for years, In God We Trust. Say that with me. In God We Trust. One more time. In God We Trust. You can get the series out back on Abraham Lincoln, George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, John Adams, Harvard University, the Declaration of Independence, the Constitution. And they play on the Christian Television Network. Would love to share them with you. And it's just stuff that Raj and I have been able to put together over the years. And it's good stuff. So got a brand new one today that we're doing. It's called If, dot, 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 Then. Can you say that with me? If, dot, 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 then. Amen? A message on In God We Trust. In God We Trust, by the way, is our national motto as the United States of America. Most people don't know that. What's your national motto in that there in the United States? They don't know. I mean, I'm talking, it was made law. The law of the land, our national motto is, In God We Trust. Say it with me. In God We Trust. That's our national motto as a United States of America. Yeah, but you can't do that because separation of church and state. Well, I guess we can. And I guess that's what it is. Y'all listening to me or not? So on all your coins, why did we just wake up one day? We're digging on a coin. No, it was made our national motto. Matter of fact, it was Dwight D. Eisenhower under his administration that actually made it the motto, the national motto of the United States of America. But you know who put it on the coins? His last act. His last final act. Last thing he signed before he was shot at Ford's Theater by John Wilkes Booth, Abraham Lincoln. In God We Trust. It's on our coins. It's who we are. That's our nation. Wow. Have we slipped? Let's go. Let's talk about it. If, then. Are you ready, Raj? You're looking all serious down there. Here we go. Say this with me, one of the greatest verses in the Bible, and I'll tell you, I know as well as many of you are going to tell me, this was written to Israel. This was when Solomon dedicated the temple, and God says, look, if I cause it where your crops don't grow and I start judging your land because of sin and things like that and problems, this is how you find your way back home. Okay? So I know this was written at that time, I understand that, but I believe that verse is for me is more much I believe anything, and for our country. It's a roadmap back to the house. How to get home. Say it with me. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. Let's do it one more time. This would be a great verse. You probably, if you don't haven't memorized it already, it'd be a little tough right now to get it down. Okay? But you can write it down. You can learn it. You ought to learn it. And I'm going to break it apart this morning for you, and we're going to learn this sucker this morning. Amen? Let's start again. Here we go. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. What a great verse. Are y'all awake? All right, here we go. Let's do it, Raj. We're rolling. Real change doesn't start at the White House. We've heard about change, hope and change and change and hope and everything change. Okay? Listen. Real change doesn't start at the White House. Pop it up. But at my house. Real change starts where? In my house. I'm not looking to Washington, D.C. to fix what's wrong at my house. You understand? Yes or no? Okay? And I want to vote. I will. I'll do my best. I think we should. It's our obligation. It's our duty. It's a good thing to do. But real change don't start at the White House. I'm not looking at real change start at the White House. Real change starts at my house. Okay? And that's really what matters today. I'm in a little old town called Englewood, Florida. And I'd like to make a difference in the little old town I'm planted in. Amen? And I'd like for you to make a difference right where you live. So real change doesn't start at the White House. It starts at my house. Let's go on a trip. That's that great country we live in, the United States of America. See it? There's that great state of Florida we live in. There's that beautiful area, great county. Counties of Sarasota and Charlotte County we live in. We're blessed. You understand that? Yes or no? And look, I just passed Rotunda. We can see it from the sky. That's that high school auditorium that we're privileged to worship Jesus Christ in on Sunday morning. It's incredible. And that's you. That's me. Real change that starts at the White House starts at my house. So as we unpackage this verse today, can we try to make it personal? Because if I can affect change in Gary, and we can see some change affected and impacted your life somewhat, we're going to have us a better church, we're going to have some better houses, some better homes, better community. Amen? And then maybe that thing can go on out from here a little bit. Amen? Let's talk about it. Here we go. If I'm ever going to get to then, I got to do to if. This is one of my little country sayings. Here we go. If I'm ever going to get to, I got to do to. Can y'all help me? Come on. If that's how we do church. You have to talk about it. Here we go. If I'm ever going to get to, I got to do to. One last time. If I'm ever going to get to, I got to do to. There we go. Here we go. Here we go. If. You know how I am with my dictionary. It means on condition that. If means supposing that. Whether or not. You understand? That's if. Then, I mean, I'm so messed up I have to look up little words like if and then in a dictionary. Then means at that time. In that case. So, if I'm ever going to get to, I got to do the, got it? So let's look at it. If, then, and I want to do it, I'm going to break this thing up. We're going to start with the first part of the verse, and we're going to go with the last part. We're going to start with, if my people, which call by my name, then we're going to pick it up then. Will I hear from heaven? We'll forgive their sins, and we'll heal their land. Then we're going to come back at the end and we're going to find that middle part. So we're going to do the if, then we're going to do the then, then we're going to unpackage the middle. Y'all with me so far? Let's go. Here we go. If my people, I want you to know as a believer in Jesus Christ, you're people of God. You're a person of God. You're part of the family of God. You belong to God. Ephesians teaches that at that time you were without Christ. You and I are Gentiles, not Jews. We were without Christ. We were aliens from the commonwealth of Israel. We were strangers from the covenant of promise. We had no hope, and we were without God in the world. But, now in Christ Jesus, you who were sometimes far off were made what? We're made nigh by the blood of Christ. So you know why I talk about Jesus so much? You know why I talk about the blood of Christ? You know why I talk about the cross? You know why every service we confess with our mouth Jesus and we believe in our heart that God raised Jesus from the dead? Because you're going to still be way off out there unless you come by the blood. You understand? If my people, you are His people if you put your faith in Christ. And so this verse, this promise is for you that we're reading about today. And this is something you and I need to do. Now, therefore, you're no more strangers, you're no more foreigners, but now you're what? Fellow citizens with the saints and of the household of God. That's who we are in Christ. Say that with me. I belong to God. So if my people, so are you a person of God, a people of God, a child of God? If you're in Christ, you are. If you're in Christ, you belong to Him. If my people, which are called by my name, my people, which are called by my name. For this cause I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Say this with me. Of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is what? Named. That name of Jesus. Therefore, if any man be in what? In Christ. He's a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. Neither is there salvation in any
other. For there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. The name Jesus. You listening this morning? That at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow. Of things in heaven, things in earth, things under the earth. And that every tongue should confess. Say it with me. That Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. The name of Jesus. If my people, which are called by who? By my name. For there is one God. What about all these gods? There ain't. There's one. Y'all need to get that down in your head. And there's one mediator between God and you and me. Guess what His name is? Say. That's it. Yes. So when I say that all roads don't lead to heaven, I'm not being arrogant. I'm telling you what the Bible says. All roads lead to hell. Except the way, the truth, and the life. And that's Jesus Christ. So if my people, which are called by who? My name, the name of Jesus. Have you called upon Him? The Bible says, for whosoever shall call upon the who? Name of the Lord shall be saved. Well, I'm part of this religion. I do this. I called on this other name. Well, that's a problem. You understand? You can call on any... It's America. Call on any name you want to. But God doesn't take His cues from Congress. You understand? Yes or no? His Word is the authority. His Son is the only way for forgiveness. Period. And you might say, well, that's not fair. Well, I'll let you argue with Him one day. You go ahead and have it out with Him. Since He's God and I ain't, I think I ought to listen to Him. You understand? You believe what you want to believe. That's what I believe. Flat out. And the Bible is my authority. Period. If my people, which are called by my name, I am in Christ. I belong to God, and I've called on the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. So guess what? I am what? I am in Christ. That don't mean I'm arrogant. Oh, I'm arrogant sometimes. I know that, and ought to be popped upside the head for it. I understand that. However, it's not arrogant at all to say I'm in Christ. I did what He told me to do. Yes or no? What's arrogant about that? Jesus died on the cross. He rose from the dead. I put my faith and trust in Him, not in me, not in some church, not in my works, not in my money, not in anything else. I put my trust and my faith in Him and what He did. Did I see Him do it? No. Do I believe He did it? Yes. Put my faith in it. Now, I've lived my life like that a long time. And I can recommend Him to you. You hear me? What the Bible teaches is true, and you can take it to the bank. So if my people, which are called by my name, so don't get screwed up on this verse and thinking, well, that's to Israel, that don't matter to me. It does matter to you, because you're part of the people of God. Is that right? Yes or no? Ha! Absolutely! And you've named the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. If, then. So we're going to leave out the middle, and we're going to go to the then of that verse. Let's look at it. Then I will hear from heaven. You got to do the then if you're going to get to the if. Remember? The end of that verse says, then I will hear from heaven, I will forgive their sins, and I will heal their land. God says, I will hear from heaven. Would you say that with me? God is waiting to hear. Then will I hear from heaven. Then will I hear from heaven. God's in heaven. If my people will do certain things, then I will hear from heaven. Did you hear me? God is waiting to what? He's waiting to hear us in Inglewood. He's waiting to hear us in Florida. He's waiting to hear us in America. He's waiting. He's waiting to hear us. That's who He is. Then will I hear from heaven. Wherefore He is able to save them to the uttermost that come unto God by Him, seeing He ever lives to make what? The Bible tells us Jesus is at the right hand of God the Father, making intercession for us. He ever lives to make intercession. He is waiting to hear you. Remember, change didn't start at the White House, it starts at your house? And He's waiting to hear from you. He's waiting to hear. It shall come to pass that before they call, I will answer. And when they are yet speaking, God says, I will what? Hear. Ask and it shall be given. Seek and you shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. God is waiting to hear. Then I will forgive their sin. I'll hear from heaven. I'm waiting to hear. Then I will forgive their sin. Say it with me. God is willing to forgive. God's got a bad rap. He's this bad God who wants to punish people, send people to hell. You know, that's the guy, you know. We make excuses just so we don't have to get off our rear end. God gave His one and only Son so that you and I could have everlasting life. God is willing to forgive. Just because you want to keep living the crappy life you're living, that's up to you and that's on you. He's waiting to forgive. And He can bring change in your life. Real change. He's waiting, man. He's willing to forgive. If we confess our sins, what's the Bible say? He's what? Faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So often we're not even like that. Somebody will ask for forgiveness. We don't even know how to give it, and we don't even give it. But God says, wait a minute, I'm faithful and just, and I know how to do it. And if you'll say it, I'll do it. Isn't that crazy? It's incredible. Come now, God says. Let us reason together, says the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. If you be willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. I'm willing. I'm willing to forgive you. Hello. That's what God's waiting on. He's waiting on you to call. Hello. 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 Come on. He's willing to forgive you. Then I will what? Heal their land. Now remember, we're making this personal, because if you don't make it personal, you can keep throwing all that blame and everything on Washington and Congress, and you can just be off the hook because you're such a good citizen of America. But maybe a lousy dad or a pathetic wife, excuse me, a mother, a rebellious child. But it's their fault. Change starts at our house. Amen? That's what I'm talking about today. I will heal their land. God is wanting to heal. He's wanting to heal. He wants you to get to the then. He does. He wants you to get to the then. That's good. He wants you there. Come, let us return unto the Lord, Hosea 6:1. For He hath torn, and He will heal us. He hath smitten, and He will bind us up. God is wanting to heal you. Heal your life. The pain, the struggle, the mess, the brokenness, the sadness, the horror, the depression, the thing that just keeps dogging you and hurting you. He said, I got a little method for you, little prescription, and I'm wanting to do for you. But you got to do the if. He wants to heal you. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding. That's why we don't get healing in our hearts so often. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He'll direct your path. Be not wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil, and it shall be what? Health to your navel and marrow to your bones. God is wanting to heal. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that's within me. Bless His holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul. And don't forget all His benefits. Who forgives all your iniquities and heals all your diseases. Who redeems your life from destruction. Wouldn't that be nice? Who crowns thee with loving kindness and tender mercies. God is willing to what? He's willing to. And willing to heal you. That's who God is. So, now are y'all all right? Did I lose you so far? Because I skipped how to do it. So, we can't get out of church yet. Because we're messed up, okay? Here we go. If I'm ever going to get to the then, I got to do the if. Let's look at the if. Here we go. It's not that hard. If. If what? Here we go. There's four of them. Say four with me. In case you get one, that ain't good enough. Okay? Need all four. It'd be good if you do them in the order that I'm going to put them on the screen, that they're in the Word of God. Number one, Say it with me. Just make it personal. Try not to put the president's name in there. Try not to put a congressman's name in there. How about if we do it with I? How about this? I humble. One more time. I humble. One last time. I humble. Now let's review. God will hear me. God will forgive me. And God will heal me. If I do four things. Is it worth God listening to you and talking to you and communicating with you? Is it worth your sins being forgiven? Is it worth having strength and health in your heart, in your life, and in your bones, and in your relationships? Is all that worth something to you? Well, then let's look at the four things. Number one is what? I what? That's number one. The word humble means to be under. It means to put yourself under the authority of God. I humble myself. I willingly place myself under His authority. I put myself under Him. You understand? That's what humble means. But He gives more grace, the Bible says. Wherefore, He says, God resists the what? But He gives grace to the what? To those that are willing to put themselves under Him, He gives grace. Humble yourself in the sight of the Lord, and He'll what? He'll lift you up. Humble yourself. Put yourself under Him, under His authority. Likewise, you younger, submit yourselves to the elders. Yea, all of you shall be subject one to another and be clothed with what? For God resists the proud, but He gives grace to the humble. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that He may exalt you in due time. Humble yourself. Put yourself under His authority. I humble myself. Instead of playing the blame game, they're not doing this and they're not doing that, and you can get into that. I'm telling you what, I can't take it. I can't be with people that are talking negative all the time. I mean, I can do it and I can get just as negative as anybody else. If you want to, I guess we can just hang around and we'll just talk negative about how crappy America is. Well, guess what? I don't listen to it. I just don't. That doesn't mean I bury my head in the sand. I got a brain. I know when somebody's screwed up not doing the right things. I understand that. But what good is it me spend all my time talking like that? I could use better time humbling myself. Y'all listening or not? That's what I'm talking about here. Fellowship Church would be better off. My family would be better off. My friends would be better off. My community in Inglewood would be better off if Pastor Clark humbles himself. Amen. Come on. Listen, so easy to talk about somebody else not humbling themselves, aren't they? Isn't it? He is my Lord. What does Lord mean? He's over me. He's my head. Period. He is my what? God is God and I am not. God's big on God, He ain't big on me. You understand? I willingly put myself under His hand and under His authority. Now, God says that's the first part of getting to them. Have I lost you? Put you to sleep yet? Number two. So I humble myself. Number two. If what? I'm interested now because I want to get to the then. I want Him to hear me. I want Him to forgive me. I want Him to heal me. Well, then, number two, I what? I pray. Well, if Pastor Gary would pray more, America would get fixed. Did you know you can pray? Whether you've been taught so or not, you don't need to come and confess your sins to me. Here's what I'll do. You can confess yours to me if I can confess mine to you. But get ready, it's going to get ugly. You'll be finding you another church. You can pray. You can pray. I love the different people I call on to pray. I don't know if you know it or not, I don't pick on the most spiritual people to pray at Fellowship Church. Because at the end of the day, all of us are sort of messed up. I love the different color of the different people that pray. Because we just are us.
you can pray. Did you hear me? Pray. Prayer is humility in action. Say that with me. Prayer is what? In action. See, prayer is saying, I can't, but you can. Prayer is humility. See, that's why you can't pray and pray like they do on the corners, like Jesus said on the street corners, and they're high and lofty. It's not being heard. Why? Because prayer follows humility. Do you hear me today? Prayer says, I can't be the head because I can't do it. I can't be at the top because I can't do it. I willingly put myself under you because you can do it and I can't. And now I'm asking for help. That's what prayer is. I see my inability and I recognize God's ability. You lust and you don't have. You kill and desire to have. And you can't obtain. You fight war and you have not because you what? We try to get it every other way other than pray. It doesn't work. Whatsoever you shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask anything in my name, I will do it. Don't be crazy and go against the Word of God. Pray in the will of God. Pray according to the will of God in Jesus' name. And He says, I'm faithful, I'll answer your prayer. But not if you're full of yourself, I won't. I ain't even listening to you. I'm willing to, but I'm not going to. Be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with what? Let your requests be made known unto God. Pray. Ask, it shall be given you. Seek, and you shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened. For everyone that asks receives, and he that seeks and finds it, and to him that knocks it shall be opened. Pretty simple, isn't it? I will what? So number one, if I want to get to the then, I got to humble myself. Number two, I pray. Number three, if what? I seek God's face. Say that with me. I seek God's face. I seek God's face. What's that mean? The idea of the word seek is to desire something strongly. Y'all listening or not? Don't go wave it on me here. Come on. Hang up. Come on. Here, come on. Here. Come on. It means to desire something strongly. I seek God's face. I desire to see God. I desire to see God's point of view. I desire to see what God's will on the matter is. I desire to see what God says I should do. I desire to see how God says I should live my life. You understand? Okay, I seek God's face. It's to have a strong passion. What does seeking God's face mean? It means that, well, I went to church today and I did my little duty. Is that seeking God's face? No. No. Seeking God's face is, I have a passion for God. Y'all listening? I have a passion for God. He matters in my life. Does not mean you're perfect. But it means you pursue Him. That's the path you want. That's who you want in your life. That's what you want. You want Him. Seek His face. It takes action. With my whole heart have I sought you. Oh, let me not wander from your commandments. Thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against you. For where your treasure is, Jesus says, where your passion is, that's where your heart is. You have a heart after God? Seek you first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. How many used to seek other things? Used to seek, and you were on it, and you realized you got there, it just didn't fulfill you. Can I see your hand? Sometimes that's simpler life. You understand? Seeking Him. Peace. Isn't peace a good thing? Say, having some peace in your heart, peace in your life. How many like to stress out all the time? Be about to jump off a bridge every Friday. Say. How many have been there, though? Say. So stressed out, edgy. You know I'm that way. It's craziness. As the deer pants after the water, so my soul pants after you, O God. This is the idea of seeking. My soul thirsts for God, for the living God. When shall I come and appear before God? I'm looking for Him. He matters, what He says. I seek His advice, His counsel. Are you understanding?
So if I humble myself, I pray, and I seek God's face, then we ain't there yet. There's one last one. If what? I turn from my wicked ways. Now, it's all been a progression. That's why it's so important that you don't get these out of order. A lot of times we have a wicked thing in our life, a stranglehold perhaps been on us, and we'll confess that thing, but we'll just go right back to it. And the reason is, it's not that even your confession isn't sincere. It's because you haven't humbled yourself and you haven't prayed and you really haven't sought God's face. You just confessed it. Did it make any sense to you? Or a lot of times we'll pray, and we'll pray, and we'll pray, and we just pray, but we ain't humbled ourselves. We're not seeking God's face, and we haven't turned from our wicked ways, but we're praying and telling everybody, God ain't answering my prayer, I don't understand. It's a progression. That's if you want to get to the then. You can stay over at the if you want to. I humble myself. That's putting myself under God's authority. I pray. That's realizing I need God's ability and He's able. I seek. That's God's will. That's what I want in my life. And the last one is I turn. The word turn from my wicked ways, the word turn is the word what? Repent. The word repent means to turn. To turn. Okay, you've humbled yourself. You put yourself under His authority. You've prayed. And you have, what was the third one? You've sought God's advice, His face, His word on the matter. And now you do what? You turn. You turn. You turn. You're not ignorant any longer. You've done it the way God said do it. Following the progression enables me to see clearer my path of destruction and my error when I do it the way God says do it. See, this old 2 Chronicles 7:14 is a verse they use at big political rallies and they use it religious. If my people would call my name, a humble prayer, man. You know, and that's all right. But this isn't a little verse you can wave as a wand over your problems. We can't wave this verse over the White House and fix it. You can't wave it over your house and fix it. It's a progression. It's going to take work. You listening? But it will work. I acknowledge my transgression. My sin is ever before me. Against you and you only have I sinned and done evil in your sight, that thou mightest be justified when you speak and you're clear when you judge me. Because you're right, I'm wrong. You're just, I ain't. I did it, you didn't. You understand? Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit inside of me. Turn. Restore unto me the joy of your salvation in my life. Uphold me with a free spirit. Isn't it nice to be free? Say, be free from that thing that's holding us. Turn from my wicked ways. I see it. Say this with me. I see it. I own it. I turn away from it. Can you say that again? I see it. I own it. It's not Washington's fault. Oh, and it's not George Bush's fault either, by the way. Okay? Don't we always blame everybody? You hear what I'm saying? Okay? And you know what a lot of people do? Blame it on the church. That church did this to me. That pastor did this to me. That's why I ain't doing it anymore. That's why I don't do it anymore. You know what you are? You're a whiner. And you're an excuse maker. And you're pitiful. Take some responsibility for yourself. Are you listening? It begins at your house. You know what the Bible says? Judgment begins at the what? house of the Lord. This is just what the Bible says. Judgment begins right here with God's people taking a look at their life and judging themselves. That's where real change in this country could take place. I believe it. Because we've got an anchor. We could change America because we actually have a source of real change. It ain't just a speech. It's not just an effort we're trying to make. It's something tied to the Holy Spirit, the living God, and a book that's unmovable. It's incredible. We have hope, man. So I see it, I own it, I turn away from it, and then I do what? I follow God's path. Doesn't mean I don't struggle. Doesn't mean I don't stumble. Doesn't mean I don't sin. I have this flesh, this battle. But this is how I can continue to see my way out. And I'm speaking to you today as one who knows. I've made bad choices. I've also had bad choices done to me. And I've needed help. He's faithful. Amen? He is. I turn from my wicked ways. I'm done. It's late. If then, did you get it today? And we're not quite done because he's got some little review up there, I think. But we're not far away. So if I what? If I what? What was it again? If I humble myself, I pray, I seek God's face, and I turn from my wicked ways, then, bingo, God will hear because he's waiting to hear. God will forgive because he's willing to forgive. And God will heal because he's wanting to heal. That's pretty good stuff, isn't it? Real change begins with who? That's good. We've learned something. I think we've done good today. That's you right there. And here you go. You're leaving today. And you're going out into Inglewood. And you're going to go on out into our state. Look. And you're going to make it a better state. And then you're going to go out into our country. And you're going to make it a better country. Because real change doesn't begin at the White House. It begins at my house. Let's praise the Lord for His Word this morning. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Amen.